So we thought we would eavesdrop this morning on one of their all sports stations. This is WSPR, an all sports station in Philadelphia. We thought we'd listen to the morning show there because they play tonight. There's a preseason game, the Eagles and the Colts, so we know they'll be all wound up. Let's take a listen to the morning show at WSPR and see what they're saying.
Well, static.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
Kicks ass, man.
Little Bon Jovi here in the morning. You're listening to Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers Hill, WSPR Radio. I'm Jimmy Imagioli.
I'm Tony Raggo.
And we're doing the show here live once again from Fatty Sports Bar, hosting our watching party for the Eagles and the Colts.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the update? We got an update here?
No, I got breaking news here.
All righty, what you got, Tony?
We are 9 hours and 20 minutes away from kickoff tonight in the National Football League.
It's a preseason.
It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Yeah, this is an important one. And tonight, you know, Tony, let me break this game down for you. I've been studying the stats, the trends. I've been spending about 20 hours looking at the game film, about 3 weeks studying these rosters.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm going to shoot totally straight, and this may piss off a few
people. That's the one we do in the Touchdown Brothers. We shoot straight with you.
But the Eagles are going to kill the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to kill them.
Yeah. Don't they still have that Peyton Manning, the quarterback?
Ah, jeez.
We usually call him another P-word. When we talk about Manning, both of those brothers.
What have either of them ever done?
No, they suck.
Come on, they suck.
Eagles win tonight, and let's start making some plans for February.
I've already made my reservations.
Yeah, I have 2 Super Bowl reservations. Hey, we need to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, Tony, before we get to ripping on some people.
Yeah, because, we got some more rips coming up.
Yeah, a lot of people need to be ripped.
People need to be ripped.
That's what radio's all about, ripping people.
We're going to rip
some people. Before we get to that, we need to give a little respect here to one of America's fallen heroes.
Yeah.
We lost someone this offseason. Sorry.
It's all right.
We lost someone this offseason who was very near and dear to us here in this country. And as a result, our national defense has taken a hit.
Yeah, safe to say that.
America's a much more unsafer place now that we lost the god of defense, Jim Johnson.
Oh, what a huge hit for the Eagles. They're still going to be great, but...
They're going to be great
let's
Jim's honor. But I talked with management, and we wanted to do this, and we appreciate you indulging us in this. So before we get to ripping on people and doing all kinds of sports everywhere, let's pause for a moment of silence for the unconscionable Jim Johnson.
Paul in the...
What the hell are you doing, Tony? It's a moment of silence.
All right, hey, before we go to the calls, we gotta address this to this whole Michael Vick thing. Yeah, we ripped on him before.
We gotta talk, Vick.
Wouldn't rip on a guy who kicked dogs upside the head?
Yeah,
huh?
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's deplorable, but he's an Eagle.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks I think this league's ever seen now.
And it just boggles the mind that the 2 greatest quarterbacks of all time, Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick, are on the same team.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's unbelievable.
But these guys are the greatest.
And it just confirms nothing's changed in the NFL. The Eagles are great, and the Cowboys suck.
It's unbelievable. And of course, we acknowledge it's weird. You know, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Both happen to be black.
We're slowly coming around to the idea. Slowly coming around to it.
Moses and Dr. J showed us in this town. It can happen.
I'll still lock my car around Michael Vick, but I'm rooting for him.
I'm not going to babysit my dog or anything like
that. Or my daughter.
Hey, let's go to the phones, Jimmy.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
What you got, Sal? Hit us.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Sal.
Yeah, I'm taking the whole day off because it's game day.
That's right. It's game day in the National Football League.
What kind of work you do there, Sal?
Yeah, well, I'm like most here in Philly. I'm unemployed, so it's easy for me.
It's a tough time.
Nothing wrong with
It's a tough time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Better.
It's just Obama.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You know what my favorite time of day is?
What time?
5:16. Or should I say 44-6.
That's the score of the Cowboy game from last year. Proving that the Cowboys suck.
They suck.
Yeah.
I like your show and all that, but my favorite day of the year is not today.
What is it?
November 8th. You know what happens on November 8th?
What happens on November 8th?
The Cowgirls come to town.
Oh, yeah, the Cowgirls.
He called them Cowgirls. He feminized their name. He feminized them. That's insulting. So I enjoyed it, listening to it when he said it.
Yeah.
I got one question, then I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, by the way, this is a great call, Sal.
Yeah, great call.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love the Eagles, too.
Yeah.
My question is, don't the Cowboys suck?
Yes, of course they do.
Hey, thanks for calling. Great call. We'll be back with more Eagles talk here on Down and Distance and Touchdown Brothers on WSPR Spare Radio in Philly.
Shot to the heart there.
All right, that's enough of those guys.
They listen to that every day.
WSPR Spare Radio.
How can Philly fans listen to that all day?
The Touchdown Brothers. All right, it's 8:49 here on Sports.